Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to celebrate, or is it? It's a day when five American citizens, yes, five of our fellow citizens, have been released by the terroristic and dictatorial government in Iran, their home. They are welcomed by the Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, who is very proud of the achievement of the Biden administration. But is it an appropriate grounds for pride? And then also, what about the claim that one of the clients of the Iranian regime, the terror group based in Gaza of Hamas, has just declared war on Israel, saying we will return to the Intifada. We will get to both of these issues with Ilan Berman, who's been on this show before. He's senior vice president of the American Foreign Policy Council in Washington, D.C., and an expert on regional security in the Middle East, Central Asia, and the Russian Federation. Ilan, first of all, you're not necessarily celebrating the release of the five hostages by the Iranian government. You say that every American should naturally applaud steps that help bring our unjustly imprisoned countrymen home, but anyone who understands the dangers posed by the Islamic Republic should also be deeply concerned. What's the essence of that concern?
Right. Well, so I think this is exactly the sort of the dichotomy that people are struggling with, because very clearly we want to bring our bullies home or bring our citizens home. But the price tag that the Biden administration has proven to be willing to pay in order to do that is really exorbitant. What we're talking about here is we're talking about $6 billion in exchange for five Iranian Americans that were unjustly imprisoned by the regime in the first place, on trumped up charges of everything from political interference to espionage. The problem with this is, in addition to essentially being a ransom payment, is that money is fungible. And so what we're looking at is, even though the Biden administration has sworn up and down that this money is going to be used purely for humanitarian purposes, those arguments really are very hollow, because money is fungible. And so an added $6 billion to the Iranian regime's coffers frees up $6 billion of money that they would use on humanitarian supplies that they can now use on other things, from terrorist support to advancement of their nuclear program. So that is an astronomical price to pay.
Yeah, and you point out that this $6 billion is a great deal of money in terms of the Iranian defense budget. You said the real defense expenditures are now at about $27 billion. So this is a huge increase if that is all used for the military, as you're saying, as it could be by the Iranians. What do you think the likelihood is that they devote most of this money to the military?
Unfortunately, I think it's very high. Look, the Iranian regime has proven again and again that it prefers guns over butter, that it's much more interested in regional hegemony, in regional dominance, than it is in the betterment of its own population. We saw this after the 2015 JCPOA, when the direct and indirect sanctions relief that was created and that was facilitated by the Obama administration created a regional expansion on the part of Iran and an expansion of the Iranian defense budget. And I suspect that's what we're going to see right now.
What is the possibility that some of this money will go directly to Hamas, which is something of a client of the Iranian regime, And based in Gaza, they have announced a brand new and intensified terror threat against Israel.
No, that's right. And look, Hamas is not sort of the first among equals in terms of Iranian proxies. That honor belongs to Hezbollah, the Shiite militia in Lebanon, which has received on the order of hundreds of millions of dollars in aid every year for the last several years running. But Hamas is a force to contend with. Hamas receives both financial support from Iran as well as rocketry and support in weapons making that really has increased over the last decade, has materially increased the threat that Hamas poses to the state of Israel and to Israeli civilians. And the fact that Hamas is intensifying its belligerence anew, that it's beginning to sort of feel the corners of its box, that it's starting to become more aggressive once again, right? This is, could probably have been predicted, but it's probably not unconnected to the fact that its main patron is doing better, is feeling more stable, because a rising tide lifts all boats.
There, even in terms of what Hamas is saying to the world, there's no change in Israeli policy that has provoked this response from Hamas, is there?
No, there isn't. I mean, obviously, there's quite a bit of internal friction in Israel right now. I just came back from a week in Israel, and there's lots of political acrimony surrounding the judicial reform and surrounding sort of the political give and take with the current coalition government. But materially, in terms of relations between Israel and the Palestinians, things haven't changed. What has changed is the perception from Israel's enemies that as a result of these political tensions inside, Israel is more vulnerable and weakness is provocative.
And what you hear so far, it has been mostly shooting, stabbing attacks. I know some car attacks where they use automobiles to try to run people down. It hasn't gone back to the bombing that characterized the Intifada yet, has it?
It hasn't yet, and I certainly hope it doesn't. But what we're seeing increasingly over the last, we saw this over the summer, and we're seeing this into the fall, is that the level of instability in the Palestinian territories, the aggression and the sporadic terrorist attacks that emanate from the Palestinian territories and enter the state of Israel, has actually intensified, right? The tempo has intensified. And this is something that is giving Israeli officials a lot of pause. They understand that the status quo can't hold and that something serious needs to be done in short order.
Which means?
Which means that increasingly we're going to see things like we saw back in July, the sort of the Israeli, at least limited incursions into Palestinian territory to root out terror cells, because the Palestinian Authority is either unable or unwilling or both to police its own territory. And as a result, Israel has to enter the West Bank and enter the Gaza Strip in order to keep its citizens safe.
Meanwhile, the possibility of some kind of rapprochement between Israel and Saudi Arabia, which is being encouraged very strongly by the Biden administration, is that encouraging news?
Well, it's interesting because over the last 24, 48 hours, the Saudis have actually said that, you know, whoa, not so fast. I know the Biden administration has been talking a lot about this, but in fact, given the current political situation in Israel, we don't feel like we're at a place where we can move forward. And this has been picked up by the press, certainly here in the United States, as, you know, look how bad the current Israeli, current right-wing Israeli government is. But the dog that isn't barking in this story, and I think it's hugely important, is Iran, is what we've just been talking about. Because Saudi Arabia earlier this year concluded a normalization accord with Iran, brokered by China. And Iran, over the last several months, has spent inordinate diplomatic efforts to try to slow the momentum of the Abraham Accords. And I would put down good money that they've told the Saudis that you can be friends with us or you can be friends with Israel, but you can't be friends with them.
Ilan Berman, his most recent columns are posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back with reactions by the Secretary of State on the return of the hostages coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and inventor, there now exists a sustainable way to both secure and promote more healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% more vegetables and 20% more fruit. In addition to providing year-round access to fresh fruit and vegetables, household growers consume more health-giving vegetables and fruit than the typical national average. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day is associated with a significantly decreased risk of developing obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Finally, an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden, a solar-powered, at-home, easy way to grow produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden, a vertical grow tower, is convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, Ilan Berman gave us some perspective about some of the negatives about turning loose this $6 billion of Iranian money that had been impounded in South Korea and had gone through Qatar and is now going to Iran. And with that, Secretary Blinken actually said that he had an emotional conversation with the Americans who were freed in that prisoner swap. It's actually a swap of prisoners and money for prisoners. Here was Secretary Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State of the United States, actually about his emotional reaction to the interchange that he had with the freed prisoners. Listen.
I can tell you that after they landed in Doha, I can tell you that it was for them, for me, an emotional conversation. It's easy in the work that we do every day sometimes to get lost in the abstractions of foreign policy and relations with other countries and forgetting the human element that's at the heart of everything we do. But today, their freedom, the freedom of these Americans for so long unjustly imprisoned and detained in Iran, means some pretty basic things. It means that husbands and wives, fathers and children, grandparents can hug each other again, can see each other again, can be with each other again. So it's a day that I'm grateful for.
Okay, he also talks about Bob Levinson, which is a sad, sad story. He was an American prisoner and somebody who grew up in America, who is now presumed dead in Iran. Here is Secretary Blinken.
I'm working to achieve this result for years now. As happy as we are at the freedom of our fellow citizens, we also are thinking today of Bob Levinson, who is not among them and who is presumed deceased. Bob's legacy, however, lives on. It lives on powerfully in the Levinson Act, which has given us new and important tools to help crack down on and deter the practice of taking Americans unlawfully to try to turn them into political pawns and to abuse the international system.
And then the question of Iranian funds that the Secretary of State also addressed this morning. Clip 3.
With regard to the resources, I think it's very important to be very clear about exactly what this involved. As you know, this involved the access by Iran to its own money, money that had accumulated in Korean Bank as the result of oil sales that Iran made, which were lawful at the time those sales were made. And from day one, our sanctions have clearly and indeed always exempt the use of resources for humanitarian purposes, because our aim is not to harm the Iranian people. Our problem, our profound problem, is with the Iranian regime. So from day one, these Iranian monies that were in a Korean bank have always been available to Iran to use for humanitarian purposes. But for a lot of technical reasons, they weren't able to access those funds where they were. So the funds were moved to another bank where we have absolute oversight of how they're used, and they can only be used for humanitarian purposes.
Okay, but as Ilhan Berman pointed out, they're fungible. That means if they use these funds to pay some humanitarian money that they need to spend, that leaves them that much more money to spend on their military and other nefarious factors that are part of the Iranian regime. Meanwhile, speaking of nefarious factors, there is a piece that just appeared based on research from NYU, New York University Grossman School of Medicine, which says that patients who have died and survived report lucid near-death experiences. Many, many people who believe in an afterlife have pointed to such studies. This is one of the most comprehensive. And they say that it's not a deathbed myth. Our lives really do flash before our eyes when we die. This according to this report from the NYU School of Medicine. I remember seeing my dad, said one patient after flatlining. I caught glimpses of my life and felt pride, joy, love, and sadness all pouring into me, recalled another after being pulled back from the brink. I do remember a being of light standing near me. It was looming over me like a great tower of strength, yet radiating only warmth and love, a third survivor shared. It sounds like dreams, doesn't it? These and many other haunting recollections were described by cardiac arrest patients who underwent cardiopulmonary resuscitation as they hovered on death's doorstep. Now, this is the fascinating part. Typically, doctors have always assumed that there is little or no brain activity. After about 10 minutes of cardiac arrest, when the heart stops beating, depriving the brain of oxygen. However, the new research from NYU turns that misconception on its head. Quote, Dr. Sam Parnia, an associate professor of medicine at NYU Langone Health, said there are signs of normal and near normal brain activity found up to an hour into resuscitation, which is remarkable. We had a friend, I won't mention his name, he's been a friend for a very long time, and before we knew him, he went through a near-fatal heart attack where he was at least officially dead for between a minute and a minute and a half. And he spoke about extraordinary memory. It was the same kind of thing that you heard described there, where he was going down a passageway and going toward very intense light, and there was almost a sense of euphoria about it, which, of course, is somewhat comforting to hear about, especially when you're talking about the very, very end of life. Speaking about the end of life, it's not the end, but it might be the beginning of President Trump coming back to meet the press. What did he say? We'll play you some highlights and lowlights coming up on The Michael Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden, the son of President Biden, has filed a lawsuit against the IRS, claiming that agents unlawfully revealed his tax return details. This legal action was initiated in federal court in Washington, D.C. Monday, shortly after Hunter Biden was indicted on federal gun charges. Discussions surrounding a renewed attempt at bipartisan immigration reform is gaining momentum, but Senator John Cornyn said he had hoped some sort of reforms would have happened by now.
My thought was that at some point, things would get so bad that President Biden Biden might be prompted to actually do something. And I guess I was wrong.
Since President Biden took office, more than 5.5 million people have entered the country illegally. The United Auto Workers strike against Detroit's big three automakers is in its fourth day. The union held meetings with Ford and GM over the weekend, and a meeting with Stellantis is taking place today. Auto workers pushing for improved pay and pension. John Schaefer, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One of the funny stories about recent American politics is involves, well, there's more than one really funny story. There are a lot of them. But the former Alaska governor and vice presidential nominee, Sarah Palin. And I actually think it's kind of endearing and clever and kind of neat that, do you remember, anybody remember out there the Sarah Palin-Joe Biden debate? I know, it sounds like a meeting of the minds. It would be so much more fun to see that than to see Trump versus Biden. But in any event, when they debated, there was a problem that the McCain staff had working with Sarah Palin, getting her ready for this debate. And the problem was that she had a tendency, when she was giving Joe Biden's name, to call him Senator O'Biden. Because she was thinking Obama, Biden. And maybe she was thinking he's of Irish ancestry, and so O'Biden fits. So they tried in rehearsing Governor Palin for the debate, tried to make absolutely sure that she wouldn't say O'Biden, Senator O'Biden, when she was debating him. And they just couldn't do it. So the idea that they had, I think it was Steve Schmidt who had this idea, at least according to the story, was Governor Palin, what you should do is when you shake hands with him and just say immediately there, do you mind if I call you Joe? And it's a nice thing anyway. Senator O'Biden, immediately said, no, sure, go ahead, call me Joe. Worked out fine. Except at one point late in the debate, she did say Senator O'Biden. In any event, this relates to Donald Trump's speech at the recently Vote Pray Summit, the president said Obama when he meant Biden. And he was clearly talking about President Obama when he really meant President Biden. Mike Pence was on with Jake Tapper and talking about that and about the confused remarks about President O'Biden being responsible for getting us into World War II. This is Mike Pence on CNN with Jake Tapper.
President Trump said on Friday night, take a listen.
By a lot, including Obama. I'll tell you what, you take a look at Obama and take a look at some of the things that he's done. This is the same thing.
In addition to seeming to confuse Obama and Biden, the president, the former president, also went on to say that reelecting Joe Biden would lead to World War II, which, of course, is a war that already happened. If Joe Biden had made comments like that, Republicans would be all over it, talking about his age, his mental fitness, his sharpness, his acuity. The DeSantis camp has already tweeted that clip out. You have said that, in your view, Biden has lost a step. Do you think that 77-year-old Donald Trump has lost a step as well?
Well, I didn't hear the speech, so I'd leave it to judgments of others. But look, I've said very clearly, we don't need a president who's too old, and we don't need a president who's too young. You know, I'm in this race because I believe that I will bring the experience, the energy, and the commitment to a consistent conservative agenda that's going to be necessary to turn around the failed policies of the Biden administration that have weakened us at home and abroad.
Okay, an effective answer? I think a seriously effective answer. Meanwhile, concerning President Trump's Meet the Press interview with Kristen Welker, and this has gotten a lot of attention because it was President Trump's first appearance since he left the presidency with a broadcast network. In other words, not a cable network, but a broadcast network. It was an interview that lasted more than an hour and had a great deal of substance to it. For instance, the president was asked, former president, if he believes there is a two-tier justice system. This was a tease that they used for this weekend's Meet the Press interview. This is clip 11.
President's son, Hunter Biden, was indicted by a federal grand jury on three gun charges. Given that, Mr. President, can you continue to say that there are two systems of justice?
Well, I think there's no question about it. He had a plea deal that was the deal of the century, the art of the deal. You could write a book on it, the art of the deal. And all of a sudden that was broken up by a judge who was able to, a brilliant judge actually, who was able to see through what was happening. And it's a sad situation. I mean, nobody should be happy about this. I'm not happy about it. Nobody is. It's a very sad thing. It's so bad for our country. But, you know, if you think about it, I've been under investigation from the day I came down the escalator, and a phony investigation, fake investigations, investigations that I beat every single time, still under investigations. But it's a very sad thing, and it's a slippery slope, and dangerous, very dangerous for our country.
And the question then would be, isn't it a sign that the judicial system is working, that he was indicted? That's the way that she should have asked the question, it seems to me. And then she asked a question about President Trump's concerns, if any, about ending up in jail.
When you go to bed at night, do you worry about going to jail?
No, I don't, really. I don't even think about it. I'm built a little differently, I guess, because I have had people come up to me and say, how do you do it, sir? How do you do it? I don't even think about it. These are corrupt people that I'm dealing with. They're destroying our country. I don't even think about it. All I think about is making the country great, making America great. Look, these are political, these are banana republic indictments. These are third world indictments. the President of the United States sees how we're doing. We have a movement the likes of which has never happened in this country before. And you see it with the polls. I mean, I'm up on these people by 60 points and 59 points.
Okay, and then one of the premises of President Trump's campaign has been retribution. I am your voice, I am your justice, I am your retribution. Kristen Welker asked about that.
Talk about retribution. Are you talking about directing your attorney general to try to go after your political enemy?
When I talk about retribution, I'm talking about fairness. We have to treat people fairly. These people, on January 6th, they went, some of them never even went into the building, and they're being given sentences of, you know, many years.
Are you going to pardon?
And nothing is happening. Well, I'm going to look at them, and I certainly might if I think it's appropriate. No, it's a very, very sad thing, and they're dividing the country so badly, and it's very dangerous.
Well, Mr. President, we're going to delve into that a little bit later on, but I want to stay on this idea of what you mean by retribution. Are you looking to appoint an attorney general who will prosecute the people you tell them to prosecute?
I'm looking to appoint an attorney general who's going to be tough on crime and fair.
Talk about retribution. Are you talking about directing your attorney general to try to go after?
Oh, well, again, this is, it seems to me, a real question that President Trump dodged. He was asked about retribution. Doesn't mean fairness. It basically means getting even with other people. You don't usually view fairness as something that involves additional punishment, because who gets the benefit if President Trump goes after his enemies legally, with that whole theme of lock him up, lock her up? We'll be right back, locking up the rest of highlights from Meet the Press. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show. You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved show, one of the things that President Trump said within the during the weekend was that he liked the idea of a female running mate. And the Hill magazine, the Hill website, has pointed out that according to people who are close to President Trump, part of his campaign, he has narrowed it down to four women to be his running mate when, they believe it's a question when, not if, he wins the Republican nomination. We will talk about who those four women are next time on the Medved show. Meanwhile, President Trump also spoke with Kristen Welker on Meet the Press. That's her new gig, replacing Chuck Todd. He also spoke about abortion and about a fairly moderate position that he appears to be taking on that explosive issue. Listen, clip one.
A very clear sense of where you stand on
I think they're all going to like me. I think both sides are going to like me. You're asking me a question. What's going to happen is you're going to come up with a number of weeks or months. You're going to come up with a number that's going to make people happy because 92% of the Democrats don't want to see abortion after a certain period of time.
If a federal ban landed on your desk, if you were reelected, would you sign it at 15?
Are you talking about a complete ban?
A ban at 15 weeks.
Well, people are starting to think of 15 weeks. That seems to be a number that people are talking about right now.
Would you sign that?
I would sit down with both sides and I'd negotiate something, and we'll end up with peace on that issue for the first time in 52 years. I'm not going to say I would or I wouldn't. I mean, DeSantis is willing to sign a 5-week and 6-week ban.
Would you support that? I think what he did
is a terrible thing and a terrible mistake.
That's President Trump very clearly dissociating himself from the 6-week, that's often called the heartbeat bill. The interesting thing, the point that he didn't make, is that this goes along with the decision reached by the Supreme Court and the three justices he appointed as part of that Supreme Court. Half of the justices who voted for the Dobbs decision had been appointed by Donald J. Trump. Now, what's interesting about that is the Dobbs case was about a 15-week ban. And it is not entirely clear that the court would have held the same way. Certainly Justice Roberts, the Chief Justice, would not, had it been before the court as a 6-week ban. So this idea of a 15-week ban, that probably is the number. That's the number they came up with in Mississippi, which was the state that made that limitation on abortion and that defended itself successfully as part of the Dobbs decision. Finally, Trump was asked about whether there was any circumstance in which he would take a third term in office. Now, he could have said very easily, well, that's against the Constitution, and no, he's not going to be able to change the Constitution to allow a third term in office if he does serve between 2025 and 2029. Here's why he said he doesn't even need that third term in office. This is clip 13.
Which, because Ron DeSantis says if you were elected, he'd have two terms and you'd only have one more term. Is there any scenario by which you would seek a third term in office?
No. Just so you understand, when DeSantis says that means he's not your man. He's not your man anyway because he's a very untalented guy and he's proven that. He started out, everybody was talking to him. After I worked him over a little bit, he's gone down the tubes. I think he's going to end up being number three or four. He just had a poll today. He was number four. And by the way, the one that was number two was 59 points behind. So, you know, it's very interesting. But when somebody says 8 years, we need 8 years. No, in 6 months to a year, many of the problems, almost all of the problems that you and I have just spoken about will be solved. Anybody that says they need 8 years, you don't want that person.
Okay, this is extraordinary, and the fact that he didn't bring up that it was a question of the Constitution and the 22nd Amendment, and no one can serve a third term, no, not even Donald J. Trump, without changing the Constitution, which requires two-thirds of the vote in the House, two-thirds of the vote in the Senate, and three-quarters of the state legislatures. It's not going to happen in order to facilitate a third term for him. Meanwhile, there is a movie that's out there that is inspiring and actually patriotic and about the joys of family and space exploration. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Michael Pena stars in a genuinely inspiring true story about a migrant farm worker with a seemingly unattainable dream. He imagines himself a million miles away. Now streaming on Amazon Prime.
What's your big goal, dream?
I want to be an astronaut.
You're serious?
I've wanted this for almost 30 years. Every decision I've made with the space program in mind.
And this film is a stunningly effective tribute to that space program while praising the timeless value of family, marital romance, and the American dream. The film is full of rich characterizations, irresistible emotion, and flat-out amazement that this extraordinary story really is true. Rated PG and highly suitable for family viewing. 3.5 stars for A Million Miles Away. Surely one of the better films of 2023. And it is available on Amazon Prime. And I know people in general are loving it as much as I did. A Million Miles Away. Speaking of A Million Miles Away, there is a loneliness epidemic in the country. And it is an epidemic that hits men much more than women. There's a piece on its specific impact, which is extremely destructive on fathers. We'll cover that next time on the Medved Show. And as I mentioned, we will cover another female topic, the topic of who are the four women who Trump is most seriously considering at the moment as his running mates. Some of them you've heard of. Some of them may come as a big surprise. We will cover that next time on the Medved Show. And Hakeem Jeffries, who is the Democratic leader in the House of Representatives, has said it's tough for him because there's a civil war going on, but not a civil war in Congress, not a civil war in the Democratic Party, which he leads, but a civil war in the Republican Party. Why should that be such a serious matter and such a serious threat for Hakeem Jeffries and the rest of the country? We will talk about that. We will talk about the future of the Republican Party and the idea of actually bringing that party together, or is the separation, as you saw with the issue on avoiding a government shutdown, is the separation simply too profound? There's also the ongoing meetings at the UN, which are not only causing traffic jams in New York, but with the General Assembly meeting, they could be meetings that have a real impact on foreign policy questions that the United States is going to need to deal with. And Kevin McCarthy, as if he doesn't have enough trouble, is being charged, identified with a snub of Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, a nation that is fighting gallantly and basically closely aligned with the United States. Why would Kevin McCarthy, for any reason at all, want to provide a slight in that regard? We will get to that as well next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Sign up today for the free Medved newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.